On 4 Triple Z Friday Neon, 10 past 11. There you just heard Thelma Plum and her track Monsters. And also you heard PJ Harvey, 50 Foot Queenie. I thought that's pretty apt for the fact that it's, you know, you get a demo from 50 Foot Queenie of PJ Harvey and you get this track from Monsters from Thelma Plum, and you will get someone who's going to go on forever in the music industry. And I'm hoping, because she's on the line and she's just an absolute superstar. I have to say that to you, but you are a superstar. You know that, Thelma Plum.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to Friday Neon.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's all right. It's a pleasure to have you on here, because you will be part of the Brisbane Festival coming up the 29th of September, playing the Spiegel Tent. What's it like to be coming back into, I guess you would say, adopted town, because you originally grew up in New South Wales but came to Brisbane to do a lot of study here?
Yeah, well, I actually was born in Brisbane, and I did grow up. I did grow up in Brisbane mostly. I went to school in Brisbane and high school, primary school and high school. I just spent a lot of time going back to my family home, which is in Dallonga in New South Wales. So kind of like split between the two, but Brisbane is very much my hometown.
Right, okay. Because you've written songs, and from the tone of Monsters, it sounds like I'm going to just break out some tissues and have a good bore. Is that... You tend to write a lot of unromantic breakup songs in your music. How does this work in regards to putting the music in that has this organic form into relations like to the rhythm, sounds, instruments? Because that song does have a very heavy kind of feeling to it. I mean, when you break up with someone, do you automatically go, going to be a breakup song, I know this is going to happen?
Yep. After a breakup, I know that I'm probably gonna, you know, be able to write a bit. I always say I have no idea how people that, I guess, don't play music are able to, I guess, get over a breakup, because I just, you know, that's the way that I do that. But I think it's like therapy for me as well. It feels like it's quite healing for me to do in situations and in times in my life when I am really down. If, you know, if I don't write, I feel quite lost, and I feel really anxious, and I feel like I always need to get something out, and kind of that's, I guess, maybe my way of explaining it to myself. Does that make sense?
Because we're different. I mean, when I have going through something like that, last thing I want to do is write a song, and I just have to just hide in a doona or something like that. And that's what you pretty much do then, and give it time, then sort of let that come out.
Yeah, well, I definitely still want to do that, I guess. I just, I don't know. It's just, I think that a lot of the time, you know, hurt feelings can make a lot of magic. So I guess there's like that discipline as well that is kind of like, look, you're sad now, Thelma, and this has happened, but, you know, it's time to go and write and do what you're good at and do what makes you feel better.